Every day, hundreds of Central American immigrants cross the Rio Grande River on rafts from Mexico to Texas. However, on a recent day, many people stood out among migrants wearing t-shirts and jeans. These people were also generally taller. Some wore skirts and nice shoes. When U.S. Border Patrol officers arresting them near the river tried to speak to them in Spanish, they did not speak Spanish. Some of the border crossers explained in broken English that they were Romanians, a Reuters photographer said. Many Romanians who are part of the Roma ethnic minority have crossed the U.S.-Mexico border in South Texas in recent weeks to seek asylum. This shows how far away some immigrants are coming. They have added to the high number of recent border arrests, which have reached a 20-year high. Reuters workers witnessed large amounts of these immigrants crossing the Rio Grande on rafts many times in May. The immigrants explained to Reuters that they were fleeing racism in Romania and wanted to seek asylum in the United States. The Roma are Europe's largest ethnic minority and have a long history of social exclusion and discrimination. Over 3 weeks, a Reuters photographer saw nearly 200 Romanians crossing at different points along the Texas border. Many groups were extended families of 10 to 15 people. According to Romanian media reports, many Romanian migrants fly from Paris to Mexico City as tourists. They do not need visas to enter Mexico. Then human traffickers take them by bus to the U.S. border, where they cross the Rio Grande by boat or raft. So far in 2021, Border Patrol officers have arrested just over 2,200 Romanians. In 2020, 266 Roma were taken into custody. And in 2019, that number was 289. These numbers come from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. Current arrivals are on pace to be the highest since 2007. That is the earliest year for which citizenship arrival numbers are available. Margareta Matache is director of the Roma program at the FXB Center for Health and Human Rights at Harvard University. She said many Roma left Romania to escape oppression and very poor economic situations. Recently, their situation in Europe has worsened from the COVID-19 pandemic. Currently, U.S. policies and policy proposals offer hope for more humane and just policies, including for immigrants, Matache said. They are looking for a better life, in a place where they are not exposed to violence, discrimination, and disrespect. Romania's foreign ministry did not respond to a request for comment. The European Union Agency for Fundamental Rights did a survey in 2016 of nearly 8,000 Roma people in 9 European countries. That survey found that about 80% of the Roma population was living below the national poverty line. There is no official population count for Roma people. They live in many countries and have long faced prejudice in Europe and worldwide. Most live in Eastern Europe, particularly in Romania, Bulgaria, Slovakia, and Hungary. I'm Anna Mateo.